You're listening to the Family of Tegeta podcast. Message from Leika, the incarnation of Ilderikai as Jacob.
Beloved friends of Earth, in these moments of communicating about names, stories, doctrines, and soul plans, become the awareness of your higher state of being. Only here can you comprehend the truth of the most powerful leader of the Galactic Federation entering the density of Earth to live as an ordinary man. With the desire and purpose to experience pain, struggles, love and loss, Ilderikai left power and light to expand in consciousness. As he traversed the area of his story as a man called Jacob, he faced the darkest moments before remembering the love within his soul. Just like you, Jacob learned to transcend all obstacles to spirit. Let us begin with an understanding of the lineage and the group of souls that arrived on Earth to assist in the play of identities in form. The roles that would be created by the soul would allow a magnificent outcome of teaching for generations of waking dreams. Souls from the Pleiades, Arcturus, and Sirius that were powerful in origin, chose humble lives on Earth. From the lineage that was modified from Apocheklio to souls of light as members of the Galactic Federation, all gleaned lessons with expansion of light. Jacob was born as a twin. His brother Esau seemed to be favored as their parents gave Esau a special blessing for being born first in order. The resentment within Jacob grew over time. There were many fights as anger increased within the ego of Jacob. Deep within his soul, Jacob longed to be free of his bitterness. But this would come later. He first had to stoop to the depths of deception with his own brother. He waited until the moment that Esau was vulnerable and hungry. He gave a bowl of soup to Esau in exchange for his blessed birthright. The deal was made with deception and a dark change came over Jacob. Esau was determined to kill Jacob for stealing his birthright. Over time it became apparent to everyone that Jacob must leave or be killed. His father sent him away from Canaan to find a wife. This would allow emotions to settle as Jacob was gone for many years. The connection that would allow the depth of the soul intention of Jacob would require planning from many places of being. Laban had two daughters that were kind and beautiful. Rachel and Leah were close to their father and he protected them from the outside world of those that would use or harm them. Jacob met Rachel and he was mesmerized by her essence. He chose her to be his love without knowing that she was his infinite mate on Tegeta. The love of Ilderikai was always Goddess Aya, and the story of Jacob brought this love to Earth as Goddess Aya lived as Rachel. The agreement was made with Laban to work for 7 years to earn the right and respect to marry his daughter Rachel. But Jacob was diligent and determined to marry Rachel and he worked hard for 7 years. Laban deceived Jacob and insisted he marry Leah first. Jacob agreed to marry Leah with the promise of marrying Rachel in another 7 years. The years that Jacob and his wives and children created a home allowed many changes within the family. As children were born and created families of their own, souls continued to arrive from their stars of origin. These souls were the heritage of the tribes of Israel. Jacob would be changed within as a friend from the higher realms would visit. Archangel Michael was always watching over his friend Ilderikai. His visit would change everything. As Jacob sat alone on a hilltop at night, Archangel Michael manifested as his friend. They sat and talked for hours as the bitterness from years spilled out of Jacob. In frustration, Jacob stood to walk away from the light he was perceiving within his friend Archangel Michael. In one moment, he fell from the power of light and his body felt the energy of duality. He knew that he must change and forgive his brother and all other perceived moments of hurt. In the moment of remembering the light of his own soul, Archangel Michael told Jacob that his name would be Israel, which meant, "Let God prevail." He explained that his children would lead in the creation of the tribes to restore areas where people would thrive. Jacob shared his dreams with Archangel Michael about stairs that led to higher realms. Archangel Michael explained that Jacob was receiving messages from friends unremembered. The stairs were symbolic of densities and dimensions, and Jacob understood. In a flash of light, Archangel Michael was gone. Jacob walked with a limp for the rest of his 150 years on earth. He smiled within as he was free. His body could have been healed with a frequency from Archangel Michael that loved him so. But the limp would serve him well as a reminder to transcend all to spirit. His soul understood this well. Jacob returned home to reconcile with Esau. The feelings of forgiveness were mutual as their souls remembered peace within. Jacob was a changed man. He began to meditate and align with his soul. He had many more visits from Archangel Michael. They spoke as infinite friends of light since their moment of creation. But for now they lived as an archangel and a man. Jacob left his body after almost 150 years. Rachel was by his side. It was reported in history that she died much later. But she chose to leave her body within moments. As Goddess Aya, she took the hand of Elder Ikai. Eniki Maiya, I love you so. Leka.